Cameron Roberts. Come tell us what Jesus has done for you.
Hello, I am Cameron Roberts, and here is how God changed my life. Most of my life, I was motivated by selfishness. I loved myself more than I loved God or others. I loved to play more than helping others, and I lied to get what I wanted. I would pretend to be good by knowing things, like right answers at church. I would read my Bible to get facts so I could know more, not so that I could know God more. I don't exactly know the moment I was saved, but I know one event that had a huge impact in my life. A friend of the family came to our house, and we had a good conversation about the gospel. Then he asked me if I was a Christian. I answered that I didn't really know. After he left, I thought about that question. I knew I didn't want to go to hell, but I didn't want to devote my life to being a servant to anyone but myself. In Matthew 22:34-40, Jesus was asked by a Pharisee which was the greatest commandment. He said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important command. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commands." I loved myself and didn't want to be a servant to God. God rightfully had wrath against me. I had failed God's standard and could never meet it on my own. I knew I needed a Savior to serve Jesus. I knew I needed to serve Jesus, but I thought it would be too much work. I needed a Savior because I was selfish and sinful. The gospel is about the Savior, Jesus. Jesus came down from heaven to save us from our sins on his own accord. He wanted to do it, and he did it. Jesus received God's wrath on the cross for my sin. He died, but that wasn't the end. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, conquering sin and death, and now sits at the right hand of God for all those who had put their faith in him. Jesus is the only one who can and did keep God's standard. Because of this, I wanted to devote my life to being Jesus' slave. I still struggle with selfishness and other sins, but now I want to serve God. By God's grace, I can see my sin now, confess it, and repent of it. Romans 6:1-4 says, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. I am here to be baptized because I want to be an example of how God changes hearts and gives newness of life through his Son, Jesus."
Cameron, on the basis of your faith in Jesus, it is a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.